listening to Art Cop Radio.
Hello, this is Pie Man saying hello. See you later, alligator.
That was Pie Man of PieMan.org. It's my guess Pie Man was having a good time when he made that call. You know, if you have a website that could use a little attention, say it like Bush, could use some attention, you could call the BART phone, mention your website, maybe tell us what it's about. If you want to call and give yourself a little 20-second spiel, let other people know that you're alive, why don't you do that? You got nothing to lose. In the past, I've offered free publicity to dozens of people. I think we've had a total of 2 takers. If you're trying to get noticed, free publicity is free. That's why they call it free, because it's free.
Hey, Bart, it's me, Joe from Toledo. How you doing, man? Yeah, I see, I'm on your site right now. I see Bird Brain still around, huh? I remember a few years ago when he was fucking with you. You tore him a new asshole like I never seen. I mean, that was amazing. Adios.
It's true that the Bird Brain may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but you got to give him credit for wanting another boot in his ass. Not too many people get the boot and say, thank you, Bart, may I have another? But he wants some more, but I haven't heard back from him. Remember I said on the page, dude, if you want a piece of me, write to Sam. Sam has my phone number. She will call me. We'll set this up. But we have not yet heard from the Bird Brain. Maybe he just talks a big game, but when it gets time to get in the ring, he's got other business to attend to, like Cheney's got other priorities.
Hi, my name's Ron, and I was just wondering, I never heard anyone talking about it. I read on AOL that they're selling 1.9 million barrels a day of Iraqi crude. Who's getting that money? Where is this money? Why is it a hidden thing? No one talks about it. Where is the oil revenue that Iraqi oil is making? At $35 a barrel, that's $2 billion a month. What are they doing with this money? I'm not getting none. My gas went up 50 cents a gallon. No one talks about Iraqi oil. Why doesn't someone like you guys look into it? Somebody find out. Somebody needs to talk about it. Tell Letterman. Tell somebody. Tell Mr. Maher. Tell somebody, please. We need to know these things. Thank you.
That is a great question. It's a question I've asked many times, but I don't have a big enough hammer to demand answers. And I know what you're saying about Letterman and Bill Maher, but, you know, even though the three of us are professional comedians, they're in a higher strata, so to speak, than I. But yes, it would be great if some big guy, Salon.com, or the Daily Howler, you know, there's a lot of people bigger than old Bart. Buzzflash, lots of people bigger than old Bart. It would be nice if somebody with a bigger hammer would demand some answers, because I agree with you. My good math says that's over $2 billion a month. And that money's going somewhere. I think it's going right into Bush's pocket, but nobody will ask. They're all too afraid. I don't understand why. Someone's got to be buying that oil. I mean, it's possible they're dumping it right into the strategic oil preserve. If so, why haven't we heard anything about it? Why doesn't someone say, yes, we're securing America's oil dependence by filling up the reserve? 80 million barrels a day, that's a lot of oil. Where's the money going? Who's buying it? Who's transporting it? Are the Kuwaitis getting a cut? And what does the BFEE get out of this? All that money, all those billions going somewhere. And the Democrats have no incentive. John Kerry, where are you? John Kerry, why don't you do something? Nothing, John. Don't mean to pick on John, but damn it, why doesn't he do something? Gas prices going up to $3 a gallon. Meanwhile, ExxonMobil is having the best year of their entire existence. They're making profits like crazy, and when people ask why is the price of gas so high, they say, oh, because the liberals made us add a bunch of expensive stuff to it. It's all the regulations. Well, hey, all those regulations didn't give you your historically impossibly high profits. You're gouging. It's not possible for there to be another excuse. You can't accidentally stumble into hundreds of millions of dollars of profit in a quarter. You can't accidentally do that. You're not passing on shit. Except the gouge. Yeah, you're passing on plenty of that. But why doesn't Mr. Carey say something about that? Why doesn't he pick out a theme or two and hammer and hammer and hammer on it? No, he wants to go from, you know, he goes starts in Boise and then he goes to Dayton and he says we need health care fixing. And then he goes to another town and he talks about some, why don't you pick out a couple of subjects that matter, Mr. Carey, and hammer away? Why don't you ask, why are gas prices still going up and why are the oil companies having the richest year of their entire careers? Why don't you say that, Mr. Carey, again and again and again and again, and hammer it home, beat on that podium and say, why are you letting them gouge us, Mr. President? Why are your friends raping America? Why are you allowing them to steal money from the average household? I read the other day it costs $50 to fill up an SUV. I don't have one, so I didn't know. But $50 to fill up when it used to be, what, 30? And now it's 50? Multiply $20 a week times, call it 80 million households. That's going right into the BFEE and the oil companies. But Kerry doesn't want to bring it up. Why, Mr. Kerry? Mr. Kerry, do you not want to win? Do you want to give Bush 4 more years? Is this a skull and bone secret deal that you've made with him that you're going to run a milquetoast campaign half asleep so he can get another 4 years? Somebody bigger than old Bart is going to need to ask the questions. I can't get anybody's attention, and the people who have the power to ask the question prefer to play along and not make any waves. And that includes John Kerry. That's so disappointing.
Hi, Bart. This is John Gorenfeld. I wrote this story last year for Salon Magazine about Sun Myung Moon getting White House federal assistance money. Well, I have some really, really amazing photographs of people at the Dirksen Center office building. Well, congressmen presenting him with a shiny crown. It's really unbelievable. I think you have to check it out. So go to my website. It's gorenfeld.net/blog. Check it out. I think this is one of the most unbelievable things anybody has seen all year, and I can't understand why more people haven't written about it. Bye-bye.
Dude, I agree completely, and I put your story with pictures in issue number 1311. Maybe some more people check that out. Good story. I agree. Lots of people ought to talk about that. What the hell are they doing putting a crown on the Mooney's head? And then bowing to him. He ain't God. I'm more God than the Mooney guy is. Trust me. Let's all give Bart a crown and worship him. Yeah, yeah, there's a ticket.
Hey, Bart. Matt calling from Northwest Iowa regarding Pat Tillman. God, I can't believe all the idiot email responses you've gotten in regard to that. Let me clear it up for these idiots who write in and totally miss the point. Pat Tillman died in Afghanistan. He went to go fight the Taliban and the Taliban fighters and the warlords. Because of 9/11, he felt it was the right thing to do to serve his country. This man gave up being a millionaire to make $18,000 a year and wound up getting killed for something that he believed in. And that, what he believed in, was okay. Because the Taliban helped finance Osama bin Laden. Big difference. Unfortunately, Ted Rall, he tries to cram as much as he can into his comic panel, and sometimes he'll go over the top a little, but as far as this goes, he died for the cause that was brought about by 9/11 against those who were ultimately responsible for 9/11, the Taliban. It sure as hell wasn't Iraq. Keep swinging, Bart. We love you. Take care.
The second last episode of The West Wing was Wednesday night. It was an explosive episode, you could say. A while back, it's been 2-3 years now, I asked a very simple question, and from the reaction I got, you'd think I was the first person ever to ask this question. But with all the violence in the Middle East, I said, why don't the Jews pick up and leave? I offhandedly and lightheartedly said, you can move them to Oklahoma. There's plenty of room. We don't have any Palestinian bombers here. Why not? And people wrote by the dozens, or it could have been hundreds. Bart, what an idiot. How stupid are you? I can't believe you're that stupid. Can anybody be that stupid, Bart? How could you even begin to suggest that people move out of the war zone? I don't know what makes people want to stay in a war zone, except that they're dying to please the invisible cloud being. Makes no sense to me. I'm going to play a little clip from West Wing, where Donna asked the same question. To set this clip up, Donna was sent to Israel to do something, I think just to be there in case Admiral Fitzwallace needed help with something. And so she kind of got into the situation there, talked to local people, and she's writing her report home, I assume to Josh, via email. And then they fade into the live story. So here's a clip.
Getting in and out of the Israeli settlement of Kfar Daram requires a military escort. 500 mortar shells have landed there in the last 3 years. During our pre-dinner break, I met an Israeli settler family. 2 days before, a mortar round had exploded in their kitchen.
It came through the roof.
1.5 hour later, my wife would have been giving breakfast to our children.
4 others have fallen around the house.
See, when the Palestinians get a hit, what they do is secure the launchers. That way they can make sure to repeat the strike.
You must live in constant fear.
Our soldiers will find the mortar.
You replace the tile roof with concrete and pray.
In Israel, there's talk of giving up these settlements?
God wants us in this place. It is our divine moral obligation to be here.
If we give in to the Arabs, they'll take more and more, and we'll all end up in Tel Aviv.
And then they'll take that.
All of this, it doesn't make you want to leave.
This is the more safe environment.
In Jerusalem, when you see an Arab, you don't know. Here, if you see one, you know he's dangerous, and you shoot him.
My favorite part of that is, God wants us here. It is our divine moral obligation to live in a place where the mortars come through the roof. Me, I think it's crazy. The invisible cloud being wants us to die here. So that's why we'll die here. Now, I realize I could say this 1,000 times, and nobody's ever, ever going to change their mind. If God wants you to die, you feel obligated to die for the invisible cloud being. And you're not going to let anybody change your mind about that. No matter how many of your kids die, no matter how many of your parents blow up in a pizza parlor, no matter how many of your cousins blow up on a school bus, it's your divine moral obligation. God wants you to die here. If that's not a definition of insanity, please give me a better one.